At the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show, I'm visiting with the world-famous Don Johnson here at the FMC booth. And, Don, I think here at this show right now, you want to talk about the rice crop a little bit and maybe offer some ideas and thoughts to producers.
Well, Chuck, yes, we do. Looks like this year's going to be a good year for rice. Everything we've heard, rice acres are going to be up. So we've, you know, got our products predominantly in rice is going to be Command and Obey this year. And we've got a lot of Command out there ready to go as soon as the conditions get right and the ground warms up and the guys start planting the rice. We also have Obey this year. It's a combination of Clomazone and Quinclorac. That product can be used either pre or post in rice, controls grasses and broadleaf weeds. And it's two different modes of action to help manage resistance out there in the rice fields.
I like that name. I mean, it just sounds like, you know, a command that you will obey.
That's right. We command it and we'll obey whatever our command is. But anyway, we are offering a grower rebate this year to the growers who want to use Obey in their herbicide program this year. And again, we recommend either use Obey pre or post. And with Command is a complementary product that can be used in a sequential application, either pre or post. So the growers need to be aware that they can get the full amount of Clomazone out there this year, which we have raised the AI amount from 0.6 pounds up to 0.8. So in that split shot application, the availability of more Command is very good when we're trying to manage resistant barnyard grass out in the fields.
So on the rebate program, you want to share any details about that or just how what growers might need to know that is available through it?
Well, you need to talk to your retail market manager with FMC. It's going to be $1.25 per acre rebate based on, I believe that rate is going to be around 28 ounces redemption rate for the grower out there. But again, it can be either pre or post application that qualifies.
Right. Anything else you want them to know about what FMC is doing right now and in this area?
In the rice market, you know, we're looking at AIM herbicide this year. We've got a new price. We've reduced that price in AIM where we're going in-season crop for additional broadleaf weed control where we're spiking a lot of our post-applications with AIM. So growers need to keep that in mind because we do have a new price out there and they need to check with their dealers on that price.
Well, it looks like things are going strong here. It took me a little while to get to the show this year, but we're not going to go into that, but that's just the joy of traveling today, especially this time of year. Thanks, Don Johnson and FMC for sponsoring our coverage of this show this year. From Memphis, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.